Governor McDonnell says one of the proudest areas of advancement his administration made was in the restoration of rights.
Conservatives need to lead on these issues that involve taking care of people on the margins of society, the people that need just a little help to have new opportunities, and then leave it up to them to determine whether they're going to succeed. People that get out of prison, which are 95% of the people that go in, are either going to reoffend or they're going to be law-abiding citizens. And it's smart government to help them be law-abiding citizens. And that's why I restored more rights than any governor in history. We've cut down the waiting period from 6 months to a year to 60 days or less. I believe it should be automatically done. I've created an automatic administrative process for nonviolent felons. And I put some money in the budget for the future so that the work done by the state police and the courts to evaluate the petitions, that can be done a lot faster.
One of the McDonnell administration's most public failures was the abandoned effort to privatize the state's ABC stores.
I didn't do a good enough job convincing the General Assembly that the time had come. And it will. 32 states do it. It makes no sense for alcohol, distilled spirits, to be the only product that government's got a monopoly over.
Governor McDonnell says he and the General Assembly worked hard to improve the state's higher education system, to make it more accountable and more efficient, reducing substantial annual tuition increases, and awarding the first 15,000 additional diplomas to meet his ultimate goal of 100,000 over 15 years.
The top jobs for the 21st century higher education reform legislation of 2011 passed 140-0. That is now the blueprint for higher education in Virginia. We clearly spell out that job creation should drive what kind of programs we've got in our schools. We've set some accountability measures and year-round use of facilities, graduation rates, reappropriating current dollars to go to top job 21 goals, research initiatives, etc. And tuition increases are at the lowest level in almost 12 years, 4% the last 2 years compared to 10% for most of the last decade before that.
Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.